Would you ever explore a murder scene? Has a room ever made you feel complete sadness? What would you do if you received a phone call from beyond the grave? Today, we test the believability of the murder basement.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
That's true. And it's just as true as today is Tuesday. You're listening to this. Wow. You're one day through the week. You're one day closer to Friday because we live by that social construct.
Yeah.
Charlie, how's your day going?
Well, this is Tuesday or this day right now?
Anytime.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Well, it's a long week. I'm very excited for school to be over this week. And this Tuesday is the first day back at school because Monday was a holiday day.
So you're a teacher?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. You're a teacher. That's very cool. You're teaching the youth. Do you like slide in there like, all right, tomorrow we're going to be talking about the hypotenuse. I host a paranormal podcast. And then we're going to be studying Abraham Lincoln. You can listen on Spotify and Apple.
I don't teach math.
We're here about history. Yeah, you love history.
I do enjoy history. A good history lesson is always good.
And you know what I know you love? And by you, I mean not you, Charlie, but you listening right now.
The royal you.
I know you love Halloween. And
who
Halloween
does it?
Halloween is coming. It is going to be here before you know it. Because honestly, September, did it even happen? Did September even happen? Or did it go from August to October?
September was a blur for me.
I do not remember September.
Yeah. Waking up when September ends.
I didn't even go to bed. It literally didn't happen. So it might feel like, oh man, I have to wait so many days before Halloween. Get your costume, get your candy, because it is coming.
Yeah, I should buy some candy.
But good news is that we have a live show coming up. This is our third year in a row doing it. Ooh. On October 28th at 9 p.m. It's a Friday, so wow. you can stay up late. You can stay up late.
A little bit.
October 28th, 9 p.m. Eastern time on Twitch. Charlie and I will be doing a live Halloween episode.
Oh, man. This is interesting. We don't normally put this stuff in the beginning of the episode.
But... We probably shouldn't. But it's here. Coming up. It's very relevant.
Really excited.
I'm never going to pimp Valentine's Day like this. You're never going to catch me talking about Christmas in the first 3 minutes of an episode.
Oh, you might. You might catch me doing that.
I do like Christmas.
Yeah, I enjoy Christmas quite a lot.
That might not be true. But it's fitting. And also, just for those people that maybe they get 5 minutes in the episode, like, this one's not for me. Now you know there's a live episode coming up. Although you should be following us on Instagram, because if you're not, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But anyway, it is listener submission time. We have a baby submission story, and then we have the main episode. I know we've been kind of pairing them together.
A moosh-boosh with an entree.
It's a little bit of wine. And a little bit of entree. Maybe a Cabernet. I don't know. Maybe a rosé. Depends.
I like a good Riesling.
Rieslings are refreshing. I like Rieslings in summer.
Yeah.
And I hope you do too for all of you old enough to indulge.
I like a Guinness in the winter.
That's disgusting. Beer is gross. But, you know, not everyone can have taste buds, and that's fine. So anyway, listener submissions, hauntings, creepy encounters. Are you ready for our opener listener submission from Michael?
Let's crack open the coffin.
So here's a quote. This is Michael's story. Quote, when I was a kid in elementary school, I was getting ready to start my day, and I walked toward my younger brother's room to wake him up. As I was walking, I felt an uneasy presence as I opened the door. I turned on his light, and I immediately saw a shadow figure quickly duck under the bed. Initially, I thought it was just my brother playing with me, so I said, I saw you, get ready for school. But when I checked under the bed, I saw nothing. Nothing at all. My heart dropped to my stomach. I walked into the living room, and I saw my brother there sitting casually on the couch, ready to go. As crazy and terrifying as that was, nothing happened for a few more years. But one day, when I was in middle school, I was laying on my bed when suddenly I heard a loud bang. so I went to go investigate the sound. I stepped into the kitchen, and the table was completely flipped, all the way upside down. There was shattered glass, papers, and my mom's laptop were strewn all over the kitchen floor. A week later, my mom tells me a story of her own experience. She said, quote, I got a missed call and a voicemail, and the voicemail was a deep, distorted voice that kept saying, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. And that was it. Finally, the last time I had an encounter was just last year when I heard a car door shut in my driveway. So I looked out and there was no car. Then I heard the door knock 6 times. So I went to answer it. But by the time I got out of my seat, the front door was open. Then the door slammed shut and all the lights in my house went out and then came back on. I'm not sure if it's still around anymore, and I don't know if it's a spirit or maybe it was a poltergeist. Unquote.
Whoa.
I don't know why. Like, door slamming, lights going on and off. I'm like, yeah, that's ghost shit. The voicemail.
That's scary.
That's one of the things that, like, penetrates what I expect to happen.
Yeah.
Not that, I mean, and that's me saying, and I, you know, this is me saying this from the comfort of my attic, which I don't believe is haunted, and we're comfortable right now, and, you know, it's a little warm, but, you know, like, that's, like, okay, any of this happening would be terrifying.
Yeah.
If I heard bangs, yeah. If I saw my door slam shut when no one was there, you know, all this stuff would freak me out. But there's always that one detail in most stories that just transcends it.
Oh,
and for me, it is the voicemail.
Oh, God.
Maybe it's a frequency thing, because in that Ouija board story, it really got to me where the radio had, like, that church, like, the demonic sound effect. Shout out Ouija board episode, Ouija board demon episode. But this one, I don't know, like, is there any chance it's not related?
Yeah, I mean, there could be. There could be a chance that, but it's so close to what happened that it feels like, it's almost like Occam's razor, right?
Yeah.
The most
likely thing is what it is.
Yeah.
I wonder if they, like, Google search the phone number.
Like search what called them.
It was like 666.
It probably didn't come up anything. That's this creepy story, though.
It just says
blocked.
But, like,
you walk into this scene where that table is flipped. What do you do?
There's no way you can explain that. Like,
no.
You know, your mom comes home or your significant other, like,
you're just like, well, I can explain.
It definitely was probably a ghost. They're like,
all right, so this looks bad.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
And I'm going to start using that excuse.
It was probably a ghost.
The litter was totally clean. A ghost came and used it multiple times.
Yeah. You gotta tiptoe out of the room and just pretend you didn't hear it, I guess.
Is that poltergeist-like activity?
Moving things? Yeah.
Well, like everything being turned upside down. That feels like the...
Specifically upside down? No. But okay. Moving things, yeah. Throwing things, yeah.
That would be really creepy, though. It'd be scary, and it's just like... It's like there's certain things that you can play off, like... The door opened because of the wind. The car door was someone down the street.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. But if your kitchen table's upside down and everything shattered and thrown across...
That's a lot of force, though.
Yeah, a lot of force. The way that the story was told, it seemed like nobody else was around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can't really justify it.
No.
There's no, like, maybe it was this. Like, nah, y'all got ghosts.
Yeah. Who you gonna call?
Bill Murray.
Yeah, not us.
Yeah, we can't do shit. And we can't afford to go wherever you're probably at. So come, bring your shit here to Ohio and we'll do our best. So the main story for our episode today was brought to us by Kayla. Her name is spelled in a very awesome, interesting way. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
Because for some reason, it feels weird, like it's giving away private information if I say how it's spelled.
It's a little private.
It is, but it's not. But it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
But just trust me when I say it's spelled in a cool way, not the way you'd expect. So the year is 2018, as some people would say, others might say 2018.
Zhylaih.
That's how it's spelled.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say it, but now you spelled it, so you kind of gave it away. That's the only way that's spelled Kayla on Facebook, so you can find her and add her as a friend. I'm just kidding. That's not.
All right. So I didn't mean to lose focus.
That's okay. It's late. So Kayla and her sister were planning her sister's wedding. And due to what I assume was like one of those bridal shower events, I don't, do you know what I'm talking about? Where it's like, thankfully we don't really have to go, but like they go and there's like different cake planners there that you can network with and wedding planners,
like a,
limo services.
What's that called? A convention.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, a like, a, it's like a wedding convention.
Steph went to one
networking.
Of those.
Claire went to one. Yeah, I know. Did you go?
No. Hell no. Hard pass.
I got to watch football and I drink beer.
Oh, I think I...
And burped.
I probably played Magic the Gathering. That's what I did.
I don't think you did.
I probably did with Eddie.
Okay. But anyway, they did not do that. They went to this bridal shower convention and they played games, which they're known to have. I've only heard from hearsay. But there's games and you can win things. And they won a free DJ.
Hey, okay. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. Yeah. So to save on costs a little bit, they decided to take advantage of this opportunity, and they scheduled an appointment to meet with this DJ and discuss their favorite songs, their song preferences, the order of songs, you know how weddings are.
Oh, yeah.
All that good stuff. So they met the DJ at his office, which they described as a small building in the middle of a broke downtown, which, dang, way to put the DJ on blast. But,
you sounds know, like a DJ's office.
I appreciate the honesty. Yeah, if a DJ has an office, the chances of it being like that are probably pretty good. And they go in, and they couldn't really put their finger on it exactly, although you might find out later. But at this point in time, they couldn't really put their finger on it, but they felt the whole environment was just a little eerie, a little strange. But they were there. They were there for about 3 hours. They said the DJ was incredibly nice, super gracious, very into the wedding and making sure everything was done well. So after a few hours of wedding talk, on shooting the breeze, talking about their interests, the conversation shifted to horror movies and all things spooky, which is awesome. I don't think I would do that. It's actually kind of remarkable, and I can't speak for you. I do not talk about the podcast often in my day-to-day, outside of the people that are directly related to the podcast.
I mention it sometimes, but not often.
But like in random conversation.
No way.
Like I could meet 15 strangers in the next week, and I would say maybe one of them would find out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you, we talk about it every single day.
Yeah, that's different though.
But all of that to say, I do love talking about things horror. Like you, I bring that up because you might think that that's like all we talk about, or like we'll like slide it into conversations.
No.
Like, oh, the weather, it's a little cold. Maybe it's a ghost. Oh, by
maybe
the way,
I believe in it.
Yeah, I give it a viable. We do not. But I appreciate people that do lean into it. You know, some people lean into video games. Some people lean into football. Some people lean into horror. And that's these two. That is Kayla and her sister, and I think it's awesome. And apparently Kayla's also a little sensitive to the paranormal.
Okay.
So she naturally has an affinity for this topic.
She's got a good palate.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's a really good way of putting it. And out of nowhere, the DJ leans in towards the girls. And I only imagine he like puts one arm behind him, because like I'm doing right now. You can't see me, but you can see me. Mm-hmm. Like leans in and he's just like, hey, so you guys want to see my basement?
No.
Yeah, one more time. He's like, hey. Do you guys want to see my basement? So in addition to loving horror, Kayla and her sister are huge true crime fans.
Yeah.
I think there's an
they
overlap.
Go hand in hand.
Yeah, they do. And the DJ revealed that apparently someone was murdered in the building.
It's about to be them.
It's about to be. Yeah, them. You know, this is our first ghost listener submission.
Yeah.
And looking back, Kayla said that she had no idea what came over them, no idea why they decided to go down, but they were giddy, they were excited, they were talking up the true crime and the horror, and they were like, let's check out this basement. Knew it was kind of stupid, but they also thought it was kind of cool. So they decided to go downstairs, and the DJ shows them a fenced-in gate that's a room that he claimed never had any signal. So it was like a dead room. Just nothing. Kind of like my house sometimes. Around the corner from that, in the back of the basement, were these imprints of bodies in the fetal position. Do not like that.
No.
Do not like that
at all. No way.
Obviously, there were no bodies, but you could see the placements and the prints of the people clear as day. Very, very creepy. I don't care how much true crime you like. I don't like that.
That's like the Ohio University.
Oh, yeah. Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
So Kayla, being more on the sensitive side, she said when she walked down to the basement and was in that particular area, she felt immense sadness and pain, which I think anybody would feel something from seeing that. You can't see that and not feel something. But she said it was just awful, like gut-wrenching, this terrible feeling. And based, obviously, on what the DJ had told her, she felt, okay, I'm sensing the murder. Like, I'm getting that type of feeling here. So Kayla and her sister left shortly after seeing the basement, which, despite the wedding, just absolutely consumed their entire conversation on the way home. And I'm not saying necessarily, like, the way that the story came to me, it felt like that was the beginning. Let me put it this way. I'm not saying that them going in that basement caused the next five experiences that she has, but it also feels like that was the catalyst.
Okay.
Like, them going down, and that can be something we talk about in the discussion. So keep that in your mind. Do you think that was a catalyst or not? But it's kind of framed that way, where it's like, since we went down in the basement and experienced that, here are five experiences that happened after that.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
And these are in her words. This is Kayla's words. Let's go to her first experience. Quote, it happened about 6 months after we went downstairs. Living alone, I had my own kind of security measure. I had bells on my doors in my apartment, so if anyone came in, I could hear them. I've always had a bit of insomnia, so I was laying in bed one night. It was probably about 2 in the morning, when all of a sudden, I felt that sadness again. It was so distinct that my mind instantly went back to that basement. I lay there with my eyes closed, trying to breathe because I couldn't handle the sadness. It was awful. When all of a sudden, I hear the bell on my front door jingle. It made me jump up, and I waited to see if it would move again. It did. My first thought was that somebody was trying to get in. To get through my front door, you have to go through the kitchen. So, on the way to check the door, I grabbed a knife, cause, duh. So I turned the corner out of my kitchen to see the door. I creeped up to the door, and I looked through the peephole. I saw nothing. I assumed it was one of my neighbors. Maybe they were drunk, trying to get in the wrong apartment. So I went to go back and lay down. I swear, the second I lay down, the bells on my bedroom door ring. I don't mean just like a jingle. These bells almost got thrown off the handle by a force that was moving them. I laid in bed for a few more hours, freaked out, but I didn't hear anything else. The only thing I felt was that sadness, but I didn't feel fear from any of them. Unquote.
Yikes. That was, I don't know if I breathed during that. That's crazy.
The bells thing is interesting, right?
Yeah.
It is a smart technique, I guess.
Oh, yeah,
especially if it'll wake you up.
Yeah.
It's just like a rubber duck. It's like when the door opens, quack. It's like there's someone here. Quack, quack, quack. I don't know how that would happen. I guess it'd have to push when the door would have to fly open and then squish the duck.
Or you step on it.
Yeah, but that's like, you need a big duck.
Oh, yeah.
Because what if they don't step on it?
I don't know how you would arrange a duck to do that, but
I feel like it'd have to be opened by the door and then squished.
You know what's scary to me? That's sadness. That's the same thing.
Yes.
Is that going to be consistent?
Not as obvious as that one.
Okay.
Like, that one had a direct connection that even she pointed out.
Yeah.
But it is interesting because it's either, like, her recalling that memory and maybe, like, because she's sensitive, she had that experience, she was able to relate back to it, so even if it wasn't the same thing, she had kind of a well to pull from.
Yeah.
And even if it was a different sensation, it reminded her of that because of a new entity. But then, of course, there's always the opportunity or the mindset that it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Which is, either one is creepy. It's probably creepier to think that it followed her, right?
Makes sense, though. Because it's like this thing to attach to.
Yeah, I don't like that. But let's move on to the second experience. Experience number two. Quote, this happened about 4 months after the last experience. I practice witchcraft, and I have crystals, like, everywhere. Specifically, I have a house blessing bowl on my mantle. I had a few crystals in there to generate certain energies into my apartment. This has been happening over the span of a few weeks. Every so often, one of my crystals would not be in the correct spot. They would be in the exact opposite or outside of the bowl. Now again, I could feel something in my apartment, but there was still no fear. After this experience, I saged my apartment and I cleansed it. Unquote.
Okay.
Is that good? The right move?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I still think about the story you told about saging your house and your neighbors just like see you guys marching around the outside. Experience number three, quote, about a year and a half later, me and my then boyfriend were living together I was working late, got off around 11 p.m. I worked around the corner, and I usually walked to and from work. Well, it was snowing really, really bad, like 5 feet of snow. So I was going to get a ride home, but my friend couldn't get off until about 1. So I just decided to tough it out and walk through the snow. My boyfriend didn't know I was going to walk, and I didn't have my house key. So I'm walking up the driveway, and I look up to my apartment, and I see someone standing in the window. I assumed it was my boyfriend, as anyone would think. So I get to the front door, and I call him to let me in. No answer. So I call him again. No answer. I text him. No answer. I'm standing outside in the cold for like 20 minutes, and he finally calls me back. He's freaking out that something's wrong. I said, "I'm downstairs. Come let me in. You just saw me in the window. Why wouldn't you come get me?" And he comes down, lets me in, but he tells me he's been in the shower for like the last 30 minutes, and he wasn't expecting me to come home yet. So he wasn't in the window. Who was it? After this incident, I saged again because I wasn't dealing with any ghosts. Unquote.
That's smart. I'd keep doing it.
Do you keep doing it?
I would keep doing it.
Oh, but you don't keep doing it.
No, I, well, occasionally.
You're a one and done.
No, oh, no, occasionally I do it.
Okay. That's like that, the horror movie cliche, but like definitely a terrifying experience I wouldn't want. Just where you see someone, unless he's lying, which I'm just at face value assuming that he's not lying.
I know, right? Like in the back of my mind, I was like, is that an affair?
Oh,
I didn't expect you coming home.
I was just thinking maybe he was outside. Or not outside, but just like standing, looking out the window, naked. I don't know. But maybe he was having an affair. I wonder if she thought of that. She's like, I didn't until now.
Oh, no.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, God.
Here, I thought ghosts were the worst thing it could be. So that's about to be another person murdered in that basement. Maybe two. So, okay, what would you do in that experience? So, okay, let me put you there. You don't have an apartment, but you've had an apartment, but you don't have one now. Mm-hmm. Let me put you there. You're driving home, and you look in your window, because you have that dining room window.
I do.
And you think you see Steph, and you're like, oh, Steph. And you're like, somehow I drove home, but I don't have my house key. So you knock, and she doesn't come, and then eventually she comes to the door, and let's say she was sleeping. She's like, I was upstairs sleeping. So you know she wasn't in the dining room.
Wow.
What would you do? What would you actually do?
What would I actually do?
Would you tell her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, instantly.
Oh, you're like, honey, like, get between you and me and this ghost in here, we got ghosts.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, between what I saw and where you were, we gotta sage this up, sage it up, smoke it up.
Would you be offended if your dogs were, like, sleeping? Like, they didn't even care or notice?
Oh, I'd be so mad. I'd be like, what is your problem?
What are you guys here for if you're not gonna protect me from that?
Although, you know what? I know my cat. She would be steadfast on the counter, staring at the spot.
Artemis would cause your ghost to go away. Like, you don't need Sage. You just need to pull Artemis out there. And you, yeah. They'll give the ghost a what for.
She would.
So that's the third experience. Let's move on to the fourth. Quote, bells again. This happened a few weeks after the window incident. I was woken up by bells in the bedroom. My boyfriend was also sleeping, so it wasn't him. At this point, I was honestly just tired, and I just wanted it to be done. I have at this time named the ghost Bob. So I yelled in the bedroom, "Go the fuck away, Bob, I'm sleeping." After that, the bell stopped, so I went back to sleep.
That's how you handle it. That's pretty good. That's how you handle that.
Right, like you take the power. You have the power.
Yeah.
You have the ownership.
You almost become jaded by it, and then you take the onus.
I don't think I could ever get to that point. Like, my mind, and this isn't a knock against Kayla. I'm not saying she's not creative or anything like that. I'm not saying she doesn't have an imagination. I just feel like my mind would go so far down the rabbit hole of, like, what can this thing do? What is this thing capable of? If I piss it off, what can it do? And I guess I haven't been in this experience, so maybe I don't know how I would handle it. I can't imagine yelling that to a ghost, because in my mind, anything is possible.
Yeah.
Like, what could it do to me?
Right.
Or, you know, my significant other who's sleeping next to me. Or my cat. She didn't say she have a cat. I just assume that there's probably a cat or something.
I understand.
Could you get to that point?
I don't know. I really don't know. Because I get so scared of things so easily.
I think it would have to, and you know, she did say, she's been saying throughout this that she's not feeling fear.
It's true.
Which, and she didn't say that specifically with the window one. I don't know how you don't with the window one. Or even the bells, because she was alone. Like, I think I would just naturally be afraid.
That's the scariest one for me.
But maybe it's just that it just switches. Like, it goes from confusion to fear to if it's years later, if it's months later, it's just like, you know what? I'm not dealing with this anymore. Like, stop it. Especially if you give it a name like Bob. Like,
yeah.
And nothing against Bob, nothing against Robert. But it's just like, oh, I got a ghost named Bob. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's almost adding a little humor to it to, like, ease the tension.
A little bit. Because it's almost silly.
Yeah. It's just, it's my ghost Bob.
Yeah.
Ghost is like, stop calling me Bob. I'm going to keep ringing these bells until you call me my real name.
Bobbert.
Bobbert. It's Dwight. All right, so this is the fifth and the final experience.
Oh, I thought that was the fifth. I guess I miscounted.
No, it's okay. I have been saying the numbers a lot. You have no excuse. But that's okay. This isn't a math podcast. Otherwise, none of y'all be listening. Today, we're going to talk about the history of three.
The letter six.
I have a couple of stories about the number three.
I just said the letter six.
Oh, God. Oh, this is... I can't wait for you to edit this and hear this one.
Wow.
And you know what? I was going to say in the comment section, like, there's no comment section in this podcast. Hit us up and let us know if you'd ever listen to a podcast about numbers. And if you say you would, you're lying. But anyway, here's the fifth experience. Quote, the most recent experience was about a year and a half after the last bell incident. I had a new boyfriend who was staying the night. It was about 3 a.m. and we were dead asleep. I remember having a dream about something, and then all of a sudden, I hear a scream in my head, like someone screaming at me to wake up, over and over again, just going, wake up, wake up, wake up. So I jumped out of bed, and something made me look to the window, and someone was breaking into my apartment. I woke up my boyfriend, and he scared him off. We called the cops, etc., got everything we needed to do, but the guy never got caught. When I went to sleep the night after this, I had another dream, and I dreamt of a man, and he told me he woke me up that night before, and I asked him why and who he was. He said his name was Bob, and he was killed years ago, and he was helping me. This woke me up, and honestly, for the first time, this scared me a little. With all these experiences, I want to say I never really felt scared at all. I always felt that sadness, but at the same time, I also kind of felt protected. I guess protected would be the right word. I'm not sure if this is related to the basement or not. I've never experienced anything paranormal until then. And again, the feeling of sadness was so unique, but I like to think Bob was protecting me. Me and my boyfriend moved in together after Christmas of 2021 into a new apartment, and I haven't experienced or felt a presence since then. It feels like it's completely gone, but to be honest, I'm not sure. Unquote.
Oh, that's wild.
The Bob came back. It's crazy that, like, she has that bell system and somebody legitimately was sneaking into the house.
Yeah.
Or the apartment.
Around it, though.
Yeah. Could you imagine, like, it makes sense because she never was feeling the fear, but, like, he really was kind of protecting her if you take it at face value. Like, it woke her up because this dude was creeping in the house.
I'm always skeptical of a ghost that wants to help, though.
Ah, that's true. I don't think Bob was a little girl ghost, but can't know for sure.
You can't know motives.
Let's get to that in the discussion. Before we get to the discussion, it is time that we stop the episode, and it is the time that we enjoy because we get to thank our newest patrons this week, and as of the recording of this podcast, we would like to thank Alex, Chad, Susan, Morgan, with a little peace sign and a question mark, Taylor, Kyle, Melissa, Holly, Anderson, Summer, and Haley. Charlie, I have a big favor to ask of you. Are you with me?
I'm with you, yes.
I need you to tell Chad, who, based on what I'm looking here, I'm pretty sure he's from Canada.
Okay.
I'm not saying that should influence about what you're about to say. I'm just letting you know so you're mentally prepared.
Yeah.
But I need you to tell Chad, who is in the dedicated tier, what he can expect now that he is a member of our Patreon.
What Chad can expect is a Google Hangout session where Tyler and I will pour maple syrup on each other and then play hockey.
Okay, I see. What we're...
And we will also
play in a very this. Kind way, though.
Yeah, and we'll say thank you.
And we'll say we have the best side of the Niagara Falls.
Listen, I'm not trying to make fun of Canada. I'm just being silly. But you can join us on a Google Hangout. We do monthly. We also have a Netflix party where we watch a movie together. And we just brought back the theatrical reading, which is a heavily produced fictional horror piece written by, this one was written by producer Ben and read by my wife, Stephanie. And I think it came out great. I hope you enjoy that. And then also you get everything on the lower tiers. Social media response, quiz, Do You Believe the Bizarre, where I'm not going to say I lost this one. We'll see what happens. No, you never know what can happen. There can be an upset.
Every now and then. Any given month.
Every given Sunday.
Yeah. Also, you get a pretty heckin' cool t-shirt.
Oh,
that
yeah.
You can't buy. You can only get it by being a member of Patreon for 3 months.
$3.
Nope. Nope. We'll send it your way. There's a lot of bonus content there. We love doing it. The response has been great. We're excited to keep doing it. And honestly, we just really appreciate the support for the podcast. Helps us out a ton. Lets us do cool things, make more content, be able to spend more time on it, get better equipment. So we really do appreciate it. We appreciate all our new patrons. We appreciate all our existing patrons. I know a couple of you are out there on the fence. And if you decide to make that switch, we appreciate you too.
Absolutely.
With that said, let's get back to Kayla's episode and our discussion. All right. I like where we left off. And yeah. I want to get back to that. We're talking about motives here. So she feels like this is a protective spirit. And this isn't the first time. It's not like Kayla's the first person ever say a ghost felt protective.
Mm-mm, no.
But you're always a little skeptical.
Oh, you just always have to be skeptical of a ghost that says, I'm here to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I was just thinking, like, okay, I was murdered here, and you came down, and you kind of, like, looked at it, and you felt sad, and so I'm like, at least I could do is protect her and jingle her bells.
Yeah, but also you pass that sadness on to her. Maybe it's like almost like a reverse kind of, like, feeding. Like, he gives to you the sadness he can kind of, like, go.
Okay, so here, let me throw this at you then. So she is his way of removing sadness.
Mm-hmm.
So if the burglar killed her.
Right. He'd have no way to release that sadness.
Yeah. So he needs to keep, it's like, it's really dark. I actually feel really bad about what I was going to like say. Cause like, it could be completely wrong, but it's almost like farming.
Oh.
It's like, I need to keep you around to, cause you're farming the negative energy.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that's it. I would say it's more like almost, that's almost worse. Say parasitic.
That is worse.
Yeah.
If you asked somebody, would you rather have a parasite or a farmer? Like, give me the chicken.
I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say?
You scratch my back, I'll protect you from the burglar.
I'm just scared of it.
Yeah. No, I think it's justified because you don't know. That's part of why the paranormal is so interesting. It's so intriguing. It is the unknown.
Yeah.
This is a tangent, not a tangent. It's a reference to something that y'all don't know yet. Because it probably won't be posted. But we did a Patreon segment today. And we were talking about using a Ouija board.
Yeah.
And it was whether or not you would use a Ouija board to talk to somebody who passed. And our thoughts on it was kind of like, you don't know you're actually talking to the person that passed.
That's true.
Like, even if you feel like you are, even if they're giving you insider information, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like with this, like, yeah, okay. Actions are louder than words, and the ghost did wake Kayla up and prevented the burglar from doing whatever they were going to do. So yeah, at face value, it seems like it was good intentions, but you still don't know. And I think it's a very interesting point where you were talking about where it's like, what if it really is like, I need this person to pass off this negative energy. Mm-hmm. Now that doesn't mean that's the motivation. It could just be, vicinity based, right?
Like, yeah.
Just because this entity is close and incredibly sad,
yeah.
She's just feeling that. It's not like he's putting it on
Definitely.
Her. It's just something he's naturally emanating. Is that,
yeah.
Is that emanating? Is that mm-hmm. what I'm trying
Coming
to say?
Off of.
Yeah. Spreading.
And spitting. Also, maybe you felt attached because maybe the ghost had, in his life, had a daughter. Maybe Kayla reminded him of the daughter. Yeah.
That could be one of the first people that was super sensitive that's been in the basement too. Mm-hmm. Like the DJ and her sister might not have been sensitive. So it's like there was no connection there.
Right.
But since she could kind of feel the sadness and there was some type of connection, so to speak, it was almost like, oh, I'm noticed.
Yeah.
This is the first person to notice me. So here's a question. Is Kayla being sensitive to him enough to let the ghost go? Because it seems like, I don't want to say the ghost was trapped there. That's making an assumption. But you would assume that if the murder didn't happen recently and the ghost was still there. So it could have left, but maybe it couldn't leave. But is just the fact that Kayla came down and sensed it enough that it could follow her?
Like a catalyst.
Is that?
Like we asked earlier.
Yeah.
I do. I think so.
So do you, okay, we'll go back to that then. No, go ahead.
It'd be like a can, right? A sealed can.
Hmm.
And then Kayla comes in and pops the top.
Hmm. Okay. So do you think that going back to the initial question, do you think that it was the catalyst? That 100%. Going to the basement was, yeah.
Absolutely. I do.
That's why when your DJ asks you to go to the basement, although if you look down the line, like there's maybe certain things that would not have happened had she not gone to the basement, like maybe... I don't know, the like butterfly effect type thing. But her going to the basement did prevent the burglar from...
Yeah.
So in the end, maybe it was worth it. I don't know. And she didn't feel fear. It's good that she's not feeling fear.
Come to my office, DJ Free J. I just thought it'd be a good...
His tagline is, want to check out my basement? If you check out my basement, I'll throw in a free song.
Called what?
For your wedding.
Coming out of the basement.
No,
he wrote it.
It's a give and exchange.
Oh. Okay.
Give and a take. It's like, you check out my basement and I'll give you a free song.
Sounds like a euphemism.
Nope. Face value. So we got ghosts. We got the basement. We got a murder scene. That is the murder basement.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're curious, the first two questions were regarding this story. The phone call from Beyond the Grave was from Michael's story.
I kind of got that. Yeah.
I'm just making sure. Kind of. Tie those loose ends up. Which, shout out Michael's story. It was good, it was creepy, and I still... The voicemail resonates in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not it was tied to what he was experiencing, still very creepy. But that one's short. That was a popcorn. It was the appetizer. It is what it is. Charlie, on a scale from believable to viable to skeptical to unbelievable, also known as our scale of believability, our believability scale, where do you rank this experience with Kayla and this murder basement and this ghost and Bob and the burglar the window?
I'm gonna go believable.
Yes.
Yeah, you too?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I believe in ghosts. Like, I'm sorry, like I hate to be redundant, but if it's a ghost story,
these and are both people really are being ghost
flung
stories.
Out windows.
All really good ghost stories.
I love it because there's like, I love the cliche moments. But I also love the things you don't expect. And yeah. You get so much of it. Because even the mundane ghost stories, when you put yourself in that mindset, are terrifying. And I'm not calling either one of these mundane. I think the bells, the connection. She was calling it Bob, and then she has a dream, and it's saying its name's Bob. And I woke you up because the burglar. Like, crazy. But, like, the voicemail and seeing this ghost through the window and thinking it's someone else, those are two... Visual, well, I guess the voicemail is not visual. Those are two moments that stand out and they resonate with me beyond this. And that's in terms of entertainment value, in terms of horror. Sucks that it happened for them. I know they weren't scared. Well, Michael was more scared. Kayla, not as much. To me, it's terrifying, but also just as somebody who loves to consume these type of stories, I think they both had incredible elements.
Yeah.
And I find them believable for sure. So that is our story on the murder basement. Should we call it the murder jingly bells?
I like how you shook your hands when you said murder basement.
Murder basement. You can't see it, so I'm glad you narrated that. Otherwise, they'd have no idea.
Yeah.
Imagine if we did a video podcast that just was just us moving our hands and talking into these microphones.
Yeah.
This would be the most unappealing video podcast. And that's not me knocking how we look.
No.
It's just... It's a tight area.
It's not a lot of light.
Not a lot of light. It's cramped. The walls are at weird angles. I can see myself now in the reflection on the window.
Yeah.
And it keeps catching my eye and it's freaking me out.
I used to see your neighbor all the time before we put the tarp the tarp.
I know. Strip. I don't get that. I have to see us through this reflection. But I kind of see the tarp behind me too, because of the reflection. That's how that works. But anyway, like, it would not be a good video podcast. Maybe one day, but not here.
Episode's over. Thank you for coming. I just want to thank all our patrons again for allowing me to get the BTB tattoo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is still healing on my arm.
It's awesome. If you haven't checked it out, go to our Instagram or go to our YouTube. There's a whole video about Charlie getting that tattoo in real time.
Yeah.
I even interview him throughout the process. So it was a lot of fun. So thank you all our patrons who allowed that to happen. And just as a reminder, we are doing our traditional live Halloween episode. It will be Friday, October 28th at 9 p.m. Eastern time on Twitch. It's free. You just have to have a Twitch account. Find us, Believing the Bizarre on Twitch. Give us a follow or subscribe. What is it called? Follow, subscribe?
Follow.
Follow. Yeah, just follow us. You'll be alerted and you can chat with us. It'll be easier than how we used to have one phone on Facebook, one phone on Instagram.
Yeah, that's true. It will be easier, hopefully.
And we'll be on site, too. We can't talk about the topic yet, because what fun is that? But we will be relatively on site, which is awesome. And what we've done for now 3 years in a row.
Which is very cool. I want to talk about something really quick. So, I went to my friend's house. My friend Kat.
Okay.
I don't know if you noticed. She got licensed to be a Reiki therapist.
A what?
A Reiki therapist. It's kind of like this energy healing thing.
What?
Yeah.
Kat, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I let her do it on me.
What does it entail?
We went in this dark room. She played some sounds, like rain sounds or something, or ocean sounds. And she gave me some stones to focus my intentions.
Okay. Just imagine it was like breaking Benjamin. I'm sorry.
But the thing about it is, I got lost in it. And I felt my body, I felt my shoulders and my mind like vibrating.
Wow.
It was really intense.
That's amazing.
It was really cool. Stephanie did it too.
Did she have the same sensations?
She had different sensations.
What was hers?
Hers were like, I don't remember.
Okay.
But mine were like really intense vibrations.
Okay. It reminds me of those like zero, like those pools, like the zero.
Yeah.
What is it called? It's like those tubes you go in where there's like, it's a sensation or a.
Sense deprivation.
Yes. It's one of those. And you like, you're in water, but it's like the perfect like temperature and buoyancy.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that, but also it's like the meditation and just like you're in a dark room, right? Could you see or no?
I could see a little bit.
Okay, you could see a little bit. Cause I was just thinking like when you remove one sense completely and others take over, it's like those rooms where they say it's so quiet, you can hear like your blood. Like that's what it makes me think of. I haven't done it yet and I have no idea what it's like, but did she have a room in her house where you could do that?
She had like a side room where she did it. It was just like, I don't know how to explain how intense the vibrations were.
Yeah.
Because nothing touched me. Actually touched me.
Did it feel like healing or like, did you feel better when it was done?
I felt focused.
Yeah.
I felt more focused on, you know, what I was trying to achieve.
So it's like, it's the equivalent of drinking a cup of coffee.
No, it was, it was more like a sense, you know?
Yeah. Does she offer that business wise out of her house?
No, she's not doing that business wise yet. She's just practicing.
Okay. She wants to start business-wise. You know where to go.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, you know, it doesn't really help. She needs to know, but if you're listening, Kat, let me know.
It was like nothing touched me. It was just so wild. I just wanted to tell everyone about that experience.
Would you recommend it?
Oh, yeah.
Would you do it again?
I'm planning on it, doing it soon.
Okay, so it's something that you look forward to, something that you think helps.
I just really enjoyed it.
Okay. No, that's cool. I wonder if you'll have the same sensation the next time or if it'll be a different sensation.
I'm curious to see that as well.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I appreciate that update. I don't have any fun updates. and even if I did, I wouldn't be able to think about it right now.
That's true.
A lot on my mind, but that's okay. So that's cool. And what else is cool is if you're listening to this right now and you're enjoying it and you want to let us know, you want to let other people know what you think, feel free, please, to leave a 5-star review, little comment. Aw, man, that's great. Enjoying the show. Any thoughts? Really appreciate that. If you're on Spotify, you don't even have to worry about comments. Just hit that 5-star, that rating. Move along. Listen to the next episode. It'll probably go back to the previous episode, which would be the Mansfield Reformatory, which was a banger. But anyway, thank you everybody so much for listening. Thank you our patrons getting Charlie that BTB tattoo. Reminder, again, really quickly, we are doing the live Halloween episode October 28th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Twitch. But as always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
A podcast as bizarre as you are. The Ohio University.
Oh yeah, though yeah, the yeah. Yeah. Don't touch it.
With the don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Don't lick it.
Please don't lick it. Keep your mouth in your mouth. I meant tongue, but anyway.